2 weeks and counting, with 14 days to go, the presidential battleground is narrowing, and one state is emerging as critical to the result. John Yang begins our coverage.
Today, the race for the White House seemed like a contest to be president of Florida. Donald Trump was spending his third day in that state, which he says is make or break.
That is a must win for you, correct?
I believe Florida is a must win, and I think we're winning it. I think we're winning it big.
Public polls show that Trump and Hillary Clinton are in a close race in the state, which explains why they were just an hour's drive apart. Clinton was making her case that Trump is unfit to be president.
The first thing a president does is to take an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution, and I have serious doubts about whether Donald Trump even understands what that means. In America, we don't say we're going to keep you in suspense about whether we will respect the outcome of an election.
Trump seized on the insurance premium spike in President Obama's health care program.
But Obamacare is just blowing up. We're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. And I can say all of my employees are having a tremendous problem with Obamacare.
Later, the manager of that Trump club said that most of the workers have company-provided insurance, not Obamacare. Clinton's campaign spokeswoman rejected Trump's call to repeal the health care law. As Trump questions the integrity of the election, the Justice Department said it will be monitoring polling places around the country on Election Day. But their oversight will be curtailed this year because of the 2013 Supreme Court decision striking down key provisions of the Voting Rights Act. Meanwhile, Clinton scored another major endorsement today from a cabinet secretary in a Republican administration. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell said he'll be voting for her. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.